This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. In the next half hour, weekly visit with Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, and of course, wife of Marty Griffin. The story of the University of Pittsburgh student missing after a spring break incident in Putacana, Dominican Republic, is international news. I wanted to share, Paul, how they're talking about it. First from the network, CBS with Michael George.
New details and new video as the search intensifies for the American college student missing in the Dominican Republic. Sudiksha Kananki was last seen nearly a week ago heading to the beach in the popular resort town of Punta Cana. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is there and reports the search party now includes the FBI.
The last known image of 20-year-old University of Pittsburgh student Sudiksha Kananki before she disappeared. Surveillance video from the early morning hours of March 6th shows Kananki and five others walking together towards the beach. National Police spokesman Diego Pesqueira has seen the video.
Are there clues that show you maybe it was an accident or something else?
Nosotros tenemos que esperar los resultados de las investigaciones.
You still have to wait the results of the investigation.
Kananki and several friends were staying at the Rio Republica Hotel in Punta Cana, a popular tourist resort town. A Dominican police source tells CBS News Kananki and the other women she was traveling with went to the beach with two American men. Her friends returned to the hotel, while Kananki and one of the men stayed behind. Later video appears to show him returning alone just before 9 a.m. Investigators in the Dominican Republic have re-interviewed the man she was last seen with as they continue combing through surveillance video and phone records. U.S. authorities, including the FBI, are also assisting in the case. The search has intensified. Local authorities have been using helicopters, drones, diver teams, and canine units to find the college student. This year, 21% of Americans who are traveling for spring break book trips abroad. About 2.5 million American tourists vacationed in the Dominican Republic, according to a recent survey.
Kananki's parents flew here to Punta Cana soon after learning she was missing. They have been urging authorities to investigate all possible scenarios, including foul play, and not just the possibility she may have accidentally drowned. Manuel Bajorquez, CBS News, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic.
And to add to that, Paul,
the young man's name is Joshua Reib. He is from Iowa, Larry, and he has been interviewed at length, according to the authorities that are investigating this in Loudoun County, Virginia. They say he's the person of interest that they're working on in this case. A couple of things that he said are making news this morning. He told three different versions of his story, apparently, during these interviews with authorities. The first one, and this was about his time alone on the beach. He said that he threw up from the rough surf, went back to shore, and then asked Kananki if she was okay. In the second version, he allegedly said he felt sick to his stomach and left the water, at which point he saw the missing woman in knee-deep surf before he passed out. And then he later told authorities he saw the Indian citizen and permanent U.S. resident, Kanaki, walking along the shore before he passed out in the sand. And they say he's cooperating and he has not been charged with anything at this point. Local authorities down there in the Dominican Republic think that she likely drowned after jumping into the ocean. Don't know about that. And as you heard, the family is concerned about something else that might have happened. And all of this, by the way, comes from an article in the New York Post.
This just is so hard to watch unfold. I keep thinking of that story. Remember Natalie Hollowell from Alabama, who was on a spring break. That one was in Aruba.
And how long it took to get to the bottom of it.
Well, they never did find her body. They never did. After all these years, well, there's been a documentary
the
about
guy responsible
it.
For it knows where it was.
And right. And yeah, Vandershoot, was that,
yep.
that guy's
Vandersloot.
Name?
Vandersloot, yep.
And he ended up in another situation, and another woman in Europe died.
Jordan Vandersloot.
But this, yeah, this has, I don't know, something's not adding up, let's put it that
well,
way.
Well, yeah, it certainly doesn't add up. But he was convicted for a murder in Lima, Peru, of a woman there.
Oh, you're talking about the...
Vandersloot, yep.
Natalie Hollowell. So he was never convicted in that murder, correct?
He was the prime suspect. He became the prime suspect, but he's doing time right now in a prison for the murder of a woman in Peru.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And, you know, some innocent spring break, and this is where we are. So we'll continue to bring you the latest. We know that there is so much going on in our town. The St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday. A lot of big events right through St. Patrick's Day on Monday. And if you're a lover of the arts, you're going to love what's going on this Friday night. The Center for Theater Arts at the Carnegie Music Hall in Oakland. And joining us is Billy Hartung, who is well known as an actor, a dancer, performer, Broadway, film, and the executive director of the Center for Theater Arts. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Fired up, ready to go, man.
I'm fired up too. You know, you're catching me. I'm just finishing all those little final script edits and when the performers come on stage, when the kids come out. Such an exciting time.
And Aaron, our producer, Billy has, tell Aaron how many kids you have, Billy.
Oh, six. I have six children.
God
yes,
bless
I
you.
Do.
That is a, that's a yeah. lot of work that you do with your kids, and you've been a great dad. And this, tell us about this event, because I know you put it on every year, a new location, new venue this year.
Yeah, this year, it's almost like the Center for Theater Arts in different stages. You know, last year we were at Heinz Hall. This year we're at the Carnegie Music Hall. And we're bringing what we call the gold standard of open mic nights to Pittsburgh for one night only. We're bringing some friends in from New York City. Jim Caruso and Billy Stritch are coming in with their gold standard of open mic nights. And all of the performers are going to be kids from the Center for Theater Arts, as well as our alumni from the last 40 years. So
wow.
The Center for Theater Arts is 44 years old. We're one of the oldest nonprofit performing arts organizations in the city. And kids of all abilities are going to be on this stage. We are so excited to take, basically, how do you get to Carnegie Hall, right? Practice, practice, practice. But we always say Dolores, 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 because the Michael J. Cara family and Dolores Cara are the ones that have kind of been our fairy godmother, you know, over the years, taking us from the pandemic performances in the parking lot, right? And now all of a sudden, the center has found its way to Carnegie Music Hall. It's so exciting.
And how important is it for those who get to perform, in some cases, for the first time in front of a live audience?
Oh, it's so exciting. And, you know, the Center for Theater Arts is really a theater school about self-image and self-confidence through the arts. So our alumni and our students aren't destined for professional careers or Broadway, although that does happen. It's just the investment in self-image and self-confidence. So when you have a child who's been on their elementary school stage, and a week later they're going to be on Carnegie Music Hall stage. Can you imagine what that's like? And they get no rehearsal. They're going to get a 45-minute rehearsal, and then 700 people are going to be in front of them, you know?
By the way, they've recently remodeled and restored it to its original beauty. I was there for an event not too long ago. It is an absolute treasure.
It is stunning. It is absolutely stunning, yes.
And what's it going to cost to get in?
So we have $40 tickets that are available on our website at centerfortheaterarts.org, and the performance starts at 8 p.m. We have a VIP special event that begins at 6, but that's already locked up and loaded, and everybody's ready to go for that. But at 8 p.m., you know, you can show up at a 7:30, get ready for the big show, and at 8 p.m., watch us take over Carnegie Music Hall.
Well, Billy, appreciate the work you've done. This is a great, great vocation. And as the executive director, and again, a dad and performer, you got it all going. So break a leg.
Well, thank you so much for your support always. And, you know, the Center for Theater Arts, you know, has been really special. I learned my love of performing arts here when I was a student. And now to be the executive director, ushering in, you know, its fourth decade, is just magical. I always say it's amazing. Larry. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you for having me.
For those who can't sing. All right, Billy, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Paul, Billy Hartung, if you look him up, he's been in a bunch of movies, including Chicago, Striking Distance, and Broadway. But he has, with six kids, you know, and the demands of being on the road, he ended up moving back to Pittsburgh because he was living in New York. You know, he's traveling. So he's made the most of being here. And so this Center for the Arts is a really, really cool thing that if you have kids that you think, and like he says, it's not necessarily a pathway to Broadway, but it's a great opportunity to help kids grow.
You were involved in drama in school, right?
I was. I did a school play, did a college play, wrote a college play, was a writer for a rewrite of MASH for the stage, and I've been in a few shows. I always loved that.
It made a difference in your life, didn't it?
Yeah, and I think when you get up on stage in front of a live audience, especially when you're really young, it takes a level of confidence that you have to work in. You know, you get a certain amount of stage fright. But even now, when I... For instance, if I do the speaker series, there's 2,600 people in Hinds Hall, and you still get a little of that butterfly feeling when you go up on stage.
Well, certainly. I mean, people can tell if you're unprepared, right?
Yeah, that's the main thing, is you must be prepared. That gives you the first confidence, and then you want to do your best, so you want to make sure your performance of whatever it is, in that case, just being a moderator, is as good as be.
Also, I don't know if you guys know this, but in the dance world, they tell you not to practice in the wings before you go on stage. So you really have to be prepared, because the more you practice, you go out and you freeze.
Uh-huh.
So I like how he said they get 45-minute rehearsal and that's it.
Coming from a dancer.
Well, I would say this. The three of us have all had experiences in speech and debate, drama, dance, and music as well. And I think that I can speak for all three of us when I say every kid in school should be able to try this stuff out just because. It's good for you.
And let's be honest, all we ever wanted to be was rock musicians. That didn't work out. They seemed like they had the most fun. And look at Mick Jagger. He's like 100, still in good shape. Of course, there are others who didn't fare so well.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
And coming up, Marty Griffin, 10 until 2. And in between, Marty's wife, Christine, KDK TV anchor woman. And every week we visit with her about Kidsburg.
Yeah, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I missed you last week. I was in Bradenton.
Yes, and I was off too, so we missed each other.
So in the 2 weeks, we got a lot on the list here. And what a weekend this is with the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is one of the largest in the country.
Absolutely. And it is a really fun parade for kids because there's so many fun, Irish music, Irish dancing. And what I love is that this year there's a whole new thing you can do with your kids downtown. It's called the Parade Day Dash. And this is put on by the same folks who do the Pittsburgh Marathon, the Liberty Mile, and they have a 5K and a 1 mile fun run. So if you want to just run a mile with your kids or walk it, you know, get them into exercising and start teaching them about how running and exercise are just great things to do outside. You can sign up for that as well. We've got a link at kidsburg.org, and this is all on our list of things to do. And then while you're downtown, there's a really cool community festival happening from noon to 3. So you could literally go at 8 a.m. and stay all day, enjoy the festival, this community day afterward. It's at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. And they've got so many great things going on there, promoting wellness, empowerment, connection. There's going to be a vendor market, live DJ performances from local artists, all kind of resources for all ages.
And one of the things that's really nice this year is the weather will be warmer, because a lot of times during the St. Patrick's Day Parade, it's been really cold or rainy or even snowed really big time. Way back in the 90s.
I mean, that is March in Pittsburgh, right? It could be 78. It could be 20.
Well, Christine, Friday night, we got over 3 inches of snow.
Yeah.
And then by Sunday, and of course, this week has been gorgeous. So
I know. I went skiing on Sunday. It was fantastic. Ah. I mean, because I got all that snow. It was cold enough to make snow. The slopes, Seven Springs, was fantastic.
And they're getting ready to wrap up the season there soon, too.
I'm sure it will have to be soon after all this warm weather, but it was still fun. Hopefully they can hang on to the last bit of snow for this weekend.
All right, Sunday, something else, speaking of spring, is going on.
Well, yeah, on our guide of things to do this week, there's so many fun things. Out of the 10, I picked this one because my daughter was babysitting yesterday, and the little boys she was watching, who are kind of like toddler and preschool age, spent literally an hour digging in the mud. I mean, kids love digging outside, and this is a really fun event called Soil Scoopers Discovery Time. It's at the Frick Environmental Center from 1 to 3 on Sunday. This is for ages about 3 to 8, and you are going to get to go on a fungus scavenger hunt, decorate a worm, paint with dirt, all kind of fun things. It's free, but you do need to register. And we have that link at kidsburg.org. But, you know, I started thinking about it. There is something about digging in the dirt. And I was like, wait a minute, that's gardening, right?
Right.
I mean, that's why I love digging in the dirt, too.
And it's very therapeutic, to do that.
Studies actually show it's therapeutic to get your hands in the dirt, or even just to walk in the dirt, walk on the ground with bare feet. It is true therapy.
Well, it's good for your mental health, speaking of which.
Yes. There is a really cool exhibit at the Carnegie Science Center that just opened. It's there through mid-August, but don't wait till August. Go now because you're not going to want to miss this. It's a touring exhibit that's very interactive because you know the Science Center is so known for like hands-on stuff. Right. And you might think, wait a minute, what is mental illness doing at the Science Center? I'm kind of confused. But, you know, mental illness is just like any health issue. It's just this deals with the brain. And so this is focusing on the seven most common mental illnesses, including things like anxiety and depression, PTSD, eating disorders, many of these kind of things. But it makes it very understandable, both from a scientific level and also kind of integrating it into how you might see this in other people. In fact, one in five people has struggles with some sort of mental illness. So whether it's someone you know or someone you know who may not be upfront about it, you surely know someone who has some sort of mental health issues. So it's really cool. There's all these hands-on things. One where it's called the Worry Shredder, where you can write down your worries and literally watch them get shred through this machine in glass.
Oh, I may try that.
Yeah, everybody could use that. There's a really cool area, especially that the kids enjoyed when I was there, that you make the connection between your physical movement, like getting outside and walking or doing some sort of fitness, with your mental health, how that can really help your mental health. And so they get you up and moving. And it's geared for ages 11 and older, but I was there and there were some elementary age kids who really loved it. Much of it is appropriate for them. There are some areas that are definitely geared for older kids, or also, there's a warning specifically if you might have some sort of sensitivity to it, not just kids, but adults as well. For example, there's one area where they have a sort of simulation of what it's like for a dad who is going through depression and kind of how a family might experience that. So, you know, there's some heavy stuff in there for sure, but this is breaking the stigma, and that's so important.
Tell me about Mothers Against Media Addiction and what is digital dementia.
Yes. So, okay. I was inspired to actually start a chapter of MAMA, Mothers Against Media Addiction, in Mount Lebanon after hearing this woman share her story of having digital dementia. Her name is Jessica Elefante, and she came to speak at the Sewickley chapter of MAMA, and she explained how she was very involved online. Her whole job was trying to get viral videos. So she was online all day, as many of us are, maybe not quite to that extent, but, you know, between our phone and our computer and back and forth and back and forth in the car, wherever it may be, she realized her memory wasn't the same. You know, she couldn't recall things as well. She was kind of, her brain just felt scattered all the time. Well, she went on a vacation to Hawaii with her husband, and her laptop wouldn't work on the plane, which of course is many, many hours. And she was freaking out. Oh no, my clients, like, you know, they can't reach me. So as soon as she gets off the plane, she's texting and emailing, oh, I'm available. I'm available now. Her husband was like, no, you are not available. You are taking this break of a vacation. And if you're not going to get off all your digital devices, just go back home now. So she decided to take a break. And literally after about day six, she said her brain changed. And all of a sudden, she could think much more clearly. All of that kind of brain fog is what a lot of kids call it.
Right.
Cleared away. And doctors are now calling this digital dementia. It is becoming more of a diagnosis. And
how,
you know,
can we find it?
Yeah, so you want to go to kidsburg.org, and on our podcast that we just released this week, you'll hear our interview with her and how a lot of families are working to help kids especially, but all of us, rethink our use of digital technology.
Kidsburg.org, Christine Sorensen. I assume you're sticking around with
Marty. I am.
Marty.
Yeah, I'll be here till 11.
All right, we're going to talk to Marty coming up next.
And now for a business news update from the Pittsburgh Business Times. I'm managing editor Mike Larson. After years, if not decades, of the former Brockway glass plant in Washington County sitting neglected and deteriorating, the new Brockway Commerce Center is on the brink of being completed with a new tenant lease for it before construction is finished. Lou Oliva, an executive managing director of the Pittsburgh office of Newmark, who represents the leasing for the project, said there was plenty of interest for the 100,000-square-foot building, now leased, and awaiting an announcement in the near future. Also, Eaton will acquire a Louisiana company that builds structures inside data centers for $1.4 billion. Eaton is based near Cleveland, but its electrical power management division, which is heavily involved in data center work, is based in the Pittsburgh region. The deal is expected to be completed in the third quarter. For more on these stories and other local business news, log on to PittsburghBusinessTimes.com. I'm Mike Larson.
Coming up 10 until 2, Marty Griffin. And I know in the first hour, joined by his wife, Christine. Marty, what are you working on?
First, we're going to start the show with, we're going to play a funeral verse. Probably sing Danny Boy. Ask me why, Larry.
Because St. Patrick's Day is coming
up? Rosie O'Donnell left the country.
Oh.
Who the F cares if that ignorant, angry woman left the country? Let me guess. She's in a commune with Ellen. What the hell?
The Donald's probably very upset.
She posted a... Patrick, how long is that thing? 9 minutes? 9 minute video of why she's living in Ireland, as if I give a F.
Rosie O'Donnell. Is she coming to the Steeler game?
Jesus. Rosie, hey, Rosie, who cares? The poor Irish. And she's when she's giving this video, Larry, she's like, anyway, we left the country. I don't know. TikTok doesn't like me. This is where we're at. Hey, we're going to talk to a private investigator who has had several cases in Punta Cana. One of my boys, one of our neighbors, one of my closest friends, his son and all of his friends got arrested yesterday in Mexico. Penn State boys walking home from a bar. One of them had a beer. The cops surrounded them, chased them down the street, threw them all in jail. They had to pay thousands of dollars to get out. In the context of this poor girl and what her family's going through, I would advise parents to rethink allowing their kids or funding their kids to go anywhere that's third world. Costa Rica, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Mexico. Forget about it. Also, Chris DeLuzio, right off the top. Chris says, and he's a Democrat, Larry, why not tariffs? Very unique approach by a Democrat. Why not tariffs? And my wife's obsession with the phone ban. We're going to talk about that, too.
The phone ban?
Yeah. She wants to get... She spends her whole dinner on the cell phone lecturing us about banning phones for kids. She is an offender, Larry. Admit it, sweetheart.
How do you plead?
She has a problem.
I'm a work in progress. I think we all have some degree of media addiction.
Whoa.
Yeah, we do. Especially us. All right.
How you doing?
Congressman.
Rosie, come back.
Chris DeLuzio.
Any kind of fool could see that I'm wrong, and I just can't live without you, Rosie.